Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Good morning, you gorgeous, incredible people. And happy Labor Day weekend. And they want to talk a little bit about not labor, but about working. Nothing in your life should be work. So if you're looking at work as working and there's any kind of non-joyous feelings around that, you are not in harmony with creating what you want. I've got a lot of different pockets to bring to you. Today, and they want to remind you what would your life look like if you had no excuses, if there were absolutely no excuses that you could fall back on, and you took that next step ahead, because that's what our intention is, that's what our focus is. There's a lot up, guys. Well, first of all, I want to go to this. When I was working with one of our community in a private session, this amazing information came through. And it's about our little girls and little boys within us, you know, the child within us, that more often than not is running the show. They want us to balance the chakras in our little child. Somehow, that little child, which we've done a lot of work on, which is probably why now this, well, it is why they're saying this is coming forward to our attention. Our little child has kept itself separate to stay safe and to protect us from feeling the hurt or the abandonment that we experienced when we were little. So on behalf of our little children inside there, we are directing the chakras to be balanced, spin in the right direction, and the heart line to be straight, strong, and through the ID point, the pituitary and pineal glands to open wide, receive all the light, all the knowledge, to open our hearts, and to know that we are safe and secure in this world, and we are taken care of. I found this beautiful quote, too, by Longfellow. If fear could read the secret history of our enemies, we should see sorrow and suffering enough to disarm all hostility. So allow your little child to do that, because whomever and whatever abandoned you, betrayed you, hurt you in the past, was severely suffering as the core reason why, the kids that are doing the school shootings and stuff like that, they're in pain, they're in suffering. And if we could see that, it would be easier for us to forgive and move on for us. All right, so I want to share some really important stuff with you that I've been tracking with myself. And I'm pretty sure this is what the next webinar, they're saying this is what the next webinar is going to be on. I have not scheduled a time for that yet. My God, if you missed the last one, go back and listen, go back and listen, go back and listen. That's all I can say. All right, so I've been looking at different people and money and how they're handling money and the challenges of money. And just some amazing stuff came through about it. And it's all about flow and the lack of flow. So I was looking at, because, you know, guys, I hope you're getting all this stuff on the shows and the webinars. I want your lives to improve as dramatically and drastically and miraculously in all different areas as mine has over the last 2 months. So I was tracking why the more money that was coming in, the more I wanted to hold on to it, which is very interesting. And I just want to write what I wrote to someone in an email. Somebody called and asked me if they could borrow money. And a lot of stuff came up for me about that. And then someone close to me in my life got hit with a lot of money expense that they didn't expect that they're going to have to pay out. And I was realizing the more money I made, the harder it was for me to tithe. And I realized that I loved having the money so much that I didn't want to let it go, because I was in so much joy that this money was coming in. And then I went, but wait, I'm in a lot of joy putting as much as I can away for Gabrielle's wedding. But, you know, I couldn't find anybody that really had just given me total joy about tithing to, like I usually do. And when I started looking at all of this, it was about the joy. So what my words were was, my loving having it so much that I want to hold on to it stops the flow. My fear that I won't have enough stops the flow. A certain person thinking that they can not have it all now stops the flow. Another person's belief that he has pay to redeem himself through money stops the flow. Another person in my life knowing that someone else will always provide stops them from creating flow in their own way. And this just blew me away, putting all this together. And then later, I realized that it was all about the joy. I had fallen out of the joy of giving. And it had fallen back now into the responsibility stuff of what should I do with the money. And that, now this will really blow you away. That took me to page 5. I haven't gone to page 5 in a long time. And it's a list of diseases, 36 diseases. It took me to number 12, which is heavy metals. And as you know, they're detoxing me from heavy metals right now. So bottom line, we could say that we are, it started out with genetic poisoning. So that, and remember, genetics are a belief we've bought into. So our belief in the lack of joy, or our belief in that we have to create the lack of joy to get what we want in some way, or that we can even fall out of the lack of joy, is literally poisoning ourselves. We are poisoning ourselves by holding away the joy of flow and the flow of joy. So I want you to look in your lives and ask yourself to move into where you can truly be joyful about sending it out, as well as joyful of receiving it. Some of you fall out of joy when you get it. Most of us fall out of joy when we have to give it. I've just never gotten it so clearly before. Again, a lot of these things are things we've known and maybe even heard similar words about, but not understanding it in the highest way. Okay, before we go to the callers, I want to read this part of this beautiful email that I received from one of our listeners. I have been a quiet listener for several years and want to express my gratitude to you and to fellow listeners whose questions are mine and the answers are too. Thanks to Stephen, Matt, Susan, Sasha, Jeannie, and all the others, old and new. I am sending this with deep love and gratitude. How beautiful is that? And I want you to see how important it is, this entire community working together, how we, well, move each other energetically and emotionally and come together to do this great work and to set ourselves free. It's just, I just love you. I just do. And we rock. And yes, I can go to the callers. So here we go. We're going to start with Heidi in Philadelphia. Hi, sweetheart.
With our private that we had when you were there on the tour.
Yes, ma'am. How's it been going?
Very good. I'm actually, it's funny, I don't really know, I don't have a specific question, but I've been down in Boca for about 6 weeks finishing up that book that I had telling you about that I'm writing about men.
Awesome.
And so I've done the interviews, and I don't know if this is one of those where I'm reaching, like, to the point where I'm almost there, and I'm sort of, everything's been great. I've created a lot of great things, even though some were not quite what I wanted, but I realize I'm still creating it, and it's getting close to what I want.
Those are your words right there. Those are your words. So in this little time that you've been talking to me, Heidi, the string that runs through that is I get close.
Okay.
You know, I'm close to getting the book done, or is it done?
It's not done.
Okay.
The interviews are done, but the book is done.
I'm close to getting it done. I'm close to getting everything that I want. You know, that's the direction that we're going in. So they don't like close to. I'm almost there. So can you look in your life and tell me, is that a pattern?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, would you like to give it up today and just know that you see, everybody, again, you've got to wrap your heads or get your heads out of this and just know it. You have to create it within you, and then it shows up. You keep being almost there because you keep looking for the signs that you are instead of knowing that you are. In other words, you're waiting for the world to happen instead of knowing you create it. And when we wait for the world to happen, we keep going, well, is it? Well, is it? Well, is it? It's like me going into an audition and standing back and watching me instead of truly being in the moment. Do you understand?
I do.
When I say you do, I get a no. So you understand it mentally, but there's an excuse you're using not to just allow yourself. And, okay, they're saying it's the little child thing I was talking to and addressing this morning. So your little girl, hold on. Around 5 years old, so 4, 5, 6, around in there, it may have to do with school, was, you know, I almost got there. I almost got there, but I can't quite get there. It's tied in with your mother watching her or something that happened with her. Is anything coming up for you? Okay, you don't want to go into it? No. Okay.
I'm not on the phone, no.
Well, that's fine, but that's what it's all about. You have to know that even though you had the power to break through and do successfully and get there, whatever that instance was, you didn't know that at that time. And so you've got to retrain that part of you, because that's kind of been the pattern in your life. They're saying every once in a while you've broken through here and there, mm-hmm. but generally you have a belief that you almost get there. And if you have that belief, then you can't ever get there. You have to almost get there. So you're creating it perfectly around the belief that you have.
Oh, I see.
So you are a perfect creator. You've just got to create from a new thought, from a bigger, more expansive place. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do. I guess I find sometimes the challenge is when it's like this overwhelming.
No, that's what it feels like. What it is that you're choosing not to go all the way to stay safe. And you just got to know that the only way to play it now is play it big.
Okay.
You got to give yourself permission to do that. You know, every morning before you get out of bed, in this day, I'm playing it big. I'm going all the way. And then take steps to do that. I mean, I'm walking myself through that right now. I just plopped down a pretty sizable amount of money to attend the toy fair in New York in February, because I am committed to getting this bear out, not only for myself but for the world. And your book is the same way. So get going, kiddo. Love you. It's great to hear from you.
All right. Thank you so much. Take care.
You bet. Hey, Matthew, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Matthew. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to me. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. So could I grant your birthday wish, little genie?
Well, yes. I think it is happening. I think I'm excited that you're coming to New York in February. And for me, it's kind of a perfect, simple example. You've had this bear ready and going as a product. And then it's like, this is a step that's really big, and there's more to it than this. But I mean, you've made the
there is.
You've done whatever I guess you need to do to get yourself into the actual thing. Now you have to, there'll be more to do to get ready, but it's like, that's really all it is you decided, okay, I'm going to be at the toy fair.
Well, yeah, I was waiting for somebody else to do it, hoping somebody else would come in and just, you know, grab the idea. Walmart came very close. And I did what many of us do, because we thought we really had a deal when we left Walmart. And when that didn't happen, I went, oh, well, okay, it's going to be harder than I think, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I don't have the product that I think I do. You see, and so we let other people decide that the worth of ourselves or whatever it is that we want to do. I think I've told you this story that when Gabby was born, I could not swaddle that blanket for the frickin' life of me. My nanny and I created a swaddling blanket with Velcro. I went, my God, I think these things, everybody would buy these things if they have as much trouble as I do. We got to a lawyer. He took one look at it, and he said, guys, you know, I'll take your money if you want, but I really don't think these are going to go. We believe
him. So you
him.
Admitted
See, that's the part of me, though, that keeps showing up, the part of me that goes, I don't trust myself and I don't know. So a year later, another mother released it and made over $1 million on it.
Yeah.
So this time I'm following my hit. I'm believing in myself, and I'm going to, you know, I'm going to go all the way, like we just talked about with Heidi. I'm taking it all the way.
Awesome.
Okay. And that's what you called about, Matthew.
It basically is. Those two stories and about, you know, following that. I mean, the one other thing, because you started with money, and I would like to give myself an experience of really enjoying having money. I want to really.
I get a yes on that, and you cannot do that unless you play big and go all the way.
Yeah, I'm.
So part of Matthew is going, I want a lot of money, and the other part of Matthew is going, yeah, but it's hard, and I can't, you know, play big because all the assholes, and they've hurt me, and whatever the story is. Whatever the excuses are, guys, give them up and move on.
Mm-hmm.
The excuses are not going to give you what you want. And really, they're saying that's nothing else. You know what your excuses are, Matthew, and when you push through them, you see results. And then you fall back into the excuses again. Is that true?
Of course it's true.
Okay, well, get on with it, buddy. I love you.
I love you too.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
It's Tough Love Sunday today. Da-da-da-da-da. Miss Alita, I haven't heard from you in a while. Hey, baby, how are you?
I am grand and glorious.
Yes, and I've been following all your beautiful things with Kirk and your songs that you've been doing. Just beautiful stuff, honey.
Thank you, my dear. But today, I want to talk to you about mosquito bites and gnat bites and bed bug bites.
Okay, they're giving me the words bad blood. I'm not a doctor, mm-hmm. but do you eat garlic?
Not often.
Yeah, eat more garlic.
Okay.
Seriously, I know this sounds funny, but they just don't like the taste of garlicky blood.
Oh, really? I'm going to make garlic tea.
They're saying I'm asking if there's anything energetic about you attracting being bitten or anything like that. Any other subject? No, just eat more garlic.
That's what I was thinking. What the heck am I doing to be attacked by these freaking monsters?
Yeah, there isn't anything, honey. You know, it's a circle of life. They've got to eat, too. Don't take it personally.
Well, I was beginning to because they were driving me nuts. I spoke to Mary about it, and she recommended a spray. And then finally I was like, but Salita, you have a mosquito net. You could always put it around your chair when you sit outside, and that's what I started doing. But I will be drinking garlic tea. Thank you.
Well, and just crushed garlic. If you can put crushed garlic in anything,
And I'll cook with it more. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's just good for you. Period, guys. It's good for your blood.
Oh yes, it is. It's very good.
This is kind of a funny call for this show. I love it. Thanks for calling in, and I love you.
And guess what I'm wearing?
What?
I'm wearing chakra bracelets.
Oh, well, make sure you direct those little chakra bracelets for your little girl, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, darling. Thank you.
You're welcome. Love everybody.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
That was interesting. Sharon in Bermuda, what's up, babe?
Hi, Dee. How are you doing today?
I'm great.
Yes, good. I really enjoyed our private, the last private. It was so much fun.
Wasn't it? These privates, I'm telling you, the last few weeks have just been off the charts, too. It's like,
yeah.
Boom, 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 we get to it.
Yeah, it's amazing.
What's happened with the whole?
With me, the meeting with immigration was fabulous. I just decided to spill over with love and joy, and I made my only goal being connected in the heart with them, and so we ended up, rather than it being scary and hideous, we ended up having pure giggles and laughter, which was rare. And I made an offer to them that maybe I could be an honorary citizen in Bermuda and they could make some money off me. So they're trying to decide that. So I chose love, and then I chose to own the meeting rather than accepting
yep.
what could normally come.
Yeah.
Playing it big and going all the way. Yep.
Pardon?
You were playing it big and going all the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's amazing how the energy responds. Had you gone in defensive and scared, you know, then they have to react to that energy.
Yes.
Everybody understand that.
Yeah.
You set the tone. You set the energy. Then the universe responds.
Yeah. Yeah. And I could see it all day. I woke up with a little nervousness in my belly. And so I just did a whole bunch of self-care and then just continued spilling over. And I knew even before I got there, I was getting nothing but smiles on the street. And even when I was in the waiting area, strangers were being so funny and humorous with me. So it was just a joy. And it's nice to have an opportunity to live what we teach, you know?
Oh, my gosh. It's just unbelievable to watch it work when you actually do it and live it and be it. You know, guys, and we're all so very close. But I'm telling you, any kind of limiting thought about yourself or about the world or perspective, clean those up.
Yeah.
Get yourself in harmony, move back into love and joy, and the flow happens. Miraculously happens.
Yeah. Instantly, fairly much. And then the instant provided happens instantly as well. But still with all that knowing and still with all my lovely clients one at a time telling me who I'm being, I also am echoing what the first three callers are echoing. I book is pretty much done. I've got maybe two chapters to do. I spoke with the editor and then I tried to clean it up. And now in my head, it's just a pile of vomit. And I know it's not a pile of vomit and I'm just lost. I've walked away from
it
for the last 2 days.
You're not repeating what we've talked to so far. This is something new to expand it out. So Sheets, but give me a song, please.
Loving you is easy because you're beautiful.
Okay. Again, everybody, go back and read my e-blast last Monday. If you can love a fan, an inanimate object, for no reason at all, you can stay in the experience of love. You are not staying in the experience of love because the editor put you into your mental mind.
Yeah.
Well, you know how to get out of it and get back to the joy of what the book is. And as soon as you do that, everything opens up, Sharon.
Is he the right editor for me, or should I just continue creating someone and someone will show up?
Well, when I say that's the right question, I get a no. Are you allowing him to be the right editor for you is the question. And you're really not allowing anybody to be the right editor for you right now.
It's trust.
It's trust, and it's the words they're giving me is, you're taking my baby away from me.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm not
That's like how I looked at the producers and directors on TV.
Yeah.
Which I've got another miraculous story about that for you guys. But you see, that's what I mean. You're not in harmony with playing it big and going all the way with this book because you keep looking at the editors as someone who's trying to change your joy and take your book away from you.
Yeah, or just, you know what it is as well? There's in all my years, I've never done anything that I couldn't bring to fruition myself. And this is something
that's a lesson you have to learn, though, Sharon, because we cannot create without other energy, guys. And you may have thought you've done it yourself, but you haven't really done it yourself. You have brought your power forward before, and that has directed energy to create what you want. But you still interplayed with the other energy. Do you understand?
Yeah.
All right.
It's the only way.
So now be clear that you direct all energy, even the energy that you are working with your editor, to be through divine love for the highest good of all, that the integrity of the book is always intact, that your voice is always intact, and his job is just to help you make that clearer and more succinct.
Yeah.
Now, if you find you don't want to work with him, I've got a great editor who's affordable.
Yeah, so, it's not that he wasn't lovely. It's just that I have to pay $2,500 before he even gets, or no, on the day he gets the book. And I never got to see his face. We Skyped and he didn't show his face. So it just made me feel a wee bit, but I
like
the guy.
Have you already paid it?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. Well, you see, that is a hit you have to follow. That's different than, is this the right editor for me? That is this the right person for me? Now,
my thing is,
the way I look at it, the only people that get money up front before they do any kind of service at all is a lawyer.
Okay.
Now, let me tell you all one way from the entertainment world that everybody can win. You set up an escrow account. And you put so much money in the escrow account. And when he has turned in blah, 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 then the money from the escrow account can be released. That way he knows you have the money. He knows it's there. He knows it's bookmarked. You can do that through a bank, I believe, you know. But you're right to follow that hit because people don't usually – should not usually charge money for services until some of those services are rendered.
Mm. But then my also belief, and from knowing of my own life, is there is no right anything. I should make it right. And I think I got confused. I was thinking, this is something that's popping up for me to clear, as opposed to pay attention to your common sense. So the channel isn't saying that I should
call
this on
the first. Well, basically they're saying both things. That, yes, there was stuff for you to clear up there about having to do everything on your own.
Mm-hmm.
And the second part is follow your gut because you're probably right that, that money shouldn't be paid all up front.
Yeah. I might contact you for the editor and I'll find my joy again for the book and go back in and write it and have fun
with
it.
Well, yeah. Guys, you have to find your joy. And I can tell you from the channel, you're meant to write this book, Sharon. They're waiting for it to be finished, so get on with it. Thanks for calling in, honey. And if you want to write me, the least I can do is call my friend and ask him if that's kosher for you. But I will not remember that after this call.
I'll write you. Keith, thank you so much. You have no idea how big that was. I love you. Have a beautiful day. Thank you.
Yeah, you too, baby. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to Susan in Pennsylvania.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, love.
Good to talk with you.
You too.
Yeah, okay. I'm calling with a very clear intention so I'm bringing up that I want complete freedom with food and radiant health all together.
Okay, so I get a no right away.
Okay.
So that just means there's some little part in there. There's two little things that need to be brought into balance for that statement to have all the power and commitment behind it you want. So sheets, book. Give me a movie, please.
God, Dangerous Minds.
Okay. You got again, Susan? You know, this is our old friend. Well, basically what they're saying is get out of your mind. Your mental mind for you is just dangerous and holds you back.
Okay.
You try to intellectualize instead of just do. That's the first thing. I'm understanding this in the highest way. I get a yes. Does anybody switch? No, we both want the highest answer, yes. Okay, so the second thing, we're going to the sheets, and we are going to a core belief. Hang on. The sheet. Here. Okay, so putting these two together, the core belief is I can never be God. So my intellect is telling me I can never be God and do this.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay. And I want
to. Is this
to
around
go to
just
your brain.
Food or is this?
What?
Is this just around food or is this everything?
Well, as you do anything, you do everything.
Okay,
they're saying you've broken through a lot of other levels, more than you have with food. And when you know you can do this with food, you will know you create and how to create, they're saying, in every subject of your life.
Okay, so this because I've been on and off restrictive diets for health reasons for years. So I have this, I realized that I have this good food, bad food categorization that I do. And I'm trying to wipe that clean so that I can look at everything and anything that I want and call it healthy, call it good for me. And
well,
at the same time, there's
and,
also
and
when
to,
I...
To bring in the rest of the show, you've lost all joy around eating. Eating should be joyful. Most
I know,
of us,
and that's so much what I'm trying to get to.
Well,
I
you're
mean,
the creator of that.
Well, I am, yeah.
Okay. But you see, there's a lot of your little child that doesn't trust where you're trying to get to.
Okay,
why did this start
also,
around 4 years old?
Oh, my God.
You know it goes back that far?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Why at 4 years old could you not trust that you were the creator of you? Has to do with your mom. Poor mothers. I feel like I'm ditching on them.
The only thing I can think is that there was fighting with my parents, and then they divorced by the time I was six.
Yeah. So I don't have any control over my world. That's what we all put together. That's the belief we're all sharing. I don't have any control over my world. And that's why I didn't want to let go of the money now because, oh, my God, am I going to have it in 8 months? And the channel said, well, I don't know. Are you going to remember in 8 months that you're the creator that created all the money coming in now? If you are, then you'll have more money. If you're not, then you won't. But
no.
Most of us totally got the teaching that we had no control and were not the gods of us over our world. We were, but we were too young to know that, and so we defaulted to the gods who were supposed to teach us that and take care of us, but they didn't know it either. So you've got to reschool your little girl. I get to choose. I get to choose the food I eat. I get to choose to feel good about all the... You see, you've been choosing to feel good about feeling bad and guilty about everything you eat. Now, there's an enigma for you.
Yeah. And the whole health issues, like I'm wondering, were the health issues a result of the food anxiety? Or is
sure.
Okay, so because there are things that, like if you have candida or if you have, you know, if you have certain issues, you're not supposed to eat. But.
Well, you're not supposed to eat certain things.
Right, but
you're supposed to eat.
Right, but I'm done with the restrictive diets, but I also can't say that I'm fully healthy yet.
You won't be
completely
free of that. Susan, you will not be until you say that. Do you understand?
Okay.
Guys, again.
Regardless of the food.
You've got to live in the harmony vibration of what you want before it can be delivered to you.
Okay.
So what I'm hearing on the show from several of you is, well, yeah, but it hasn't shown up yet. Well, yeah, but it hasn't happened yet. Well, what am I doing wrong? What am I doing wrong? And what I'm saying, what you're doing wrong is you're not knowing that you're the God of you that just says, I'm creating this. It's done right now. What does it feel like, Susan, not to have any excuse about food and get up every morning and go, I feel fabulous? See, that's not a new thought that you've never had, but you've never had it since you were very little.
Okay.
And we have to live in those new thoughts instead of fixing the old ones. And the more you do that, the more the universe responds, and then you start going, oh, my God, this is the way it is. You all know that I've been working diligently on, you know, television people honoring me and listening to me and appreciating my talent. I was called in for another recurring role, and the executive producer came out to me in the waiting room and said, oh, Dee, thank you so much for coming in. I'm blah, blah, blah. I'm the exec producer. I am such a huge fan of yours. We were sitting in auditions, and everybody left, and I said, no, guys, you know what we need? We need a Dee Wallace. And I went, oh, my God, maybe I could get Dee Wallace. I just want to see what you do with this material. Anything you want to do, you want to change the words, you want to improvise, I just want your input. Now, this is everything that whether I get the job or not is immaterial. I got what I wanted by being honored and heard and celebrated in an experience of TV. But you mm-hmm. see, how many times a day do you stop and feel into harmony with loving food in your body?
Right, I haven't done that.
Okay,
very clearly.
Well,
yeah.
You know that. You've taken enough classes, Susan. You know that
yeah,
how
I
it
know.
Works. Well, then, get going. That's what
okay.
I mean. We hear it, and we don't live it. And as soon as you guys start living it all the time and being conscious, it'll knock your socks off. And I precede you usually by a few weeks. So if you're staying very present and getting on with it, y'all better hold on because you're getting ready for the ride of your life, and it's a good one. Okay?
Okay.
All
okay.
Right. Thank
so
you for
I just
bringing
want to ask
that lesson.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye. All right. We're going to Mika. Hey, baby. What's up?
Hey, this has been a fantastic call. It's all about everything. I mean, before you started talking, I was jotting down like what I was focusing on, and it's just kind of gone from there. But basically it was like not necessarily feeling in harmony with what I'm creating around my work. Or is it that I'm creating things that I don't really want, and that's why I feel so easily plugged into
okay,
things.
Okay, so hold on, because you're bringing yet another extension and expansion from basically there's joy in not getting. Those aren't the highest words. Oh, okay. You're stopping the flow. It's what I talked about in the first part. So mm-hmm. the lack of joy is stopping the flow, and you're waiting for the flow to create the joy. Is that true? I'm not happy if I don't see the results, and I'm not seeing the results, so I'm not happy.
It ends up getting caught up in that, yeah, although there are definitely pockets where I'm in the joy and I feel the flow and then I'm joyful about the flow, but then it, you know, like, then the dip
yes,
happens.
Yes, but you still have not gotten that you have to be joyful without the flow because that's what creates the flow. I mean, guys, joy and love, They bring it in from 50,000 different points of view between every show. Every private we did, the webinar, The Fear of the Fear, was mind-boggling, the information they brought in. And yet the simplicity of it is, you know, Pharrell song. You know, the world bringing me in bullshit. Well, I just tell it to go away because I'm happy and I'm going to be happy. There was an in Gabrielle's life, you know, and I said, guys, our job is just to stay happy. Nothing is going to take us out of the joy of planning this wedding. Nothing. No body, no thing. But usually, Mika, it's us. And in this case, it is. It's you that keeps taking you out of the joy instead of stopping yourself and going, okay, I know how it works. This is not woo-woo shit. This is the way it works. I stay happy. I stay in harmony. I keep playing pretend, seeing it exactly the way I want it to be. I see everybody going, oh, my God, Mika, you're so worth it. We're so lucky to have you. We so honor you. That's my job, and then the rest of it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hear but that doesn't sound very joyful.
I'm looking at my notes.
Has to be something else, guys, and I'm telling you, there's nothing else. Can you just try this for a month for me? Every time you fall out, just going, nope, going to bring myself, I'm going to go lay down right now, or I'm going to shut my eyes in the car right now, or I'm going to sit at my desk right now, I'm going to open my heart, I'm going to find that love place, and I'm going to bring myself back into alignment and harmony with what I want.
It's an exercise I absolutely practice, and there were just more recently, there I could just couldn't. I felt like the feeling in my body was just, I was triggered. And what we came in earlier about balancing the chakras and directing the heart line as a little child, that really resonated with me because it felt, and then also that almost there feeling like you're standing back and watching yourself in your own life. Like all of that, like
yeah.
That's what it felt like. I was
okay,
walking
but Mika, you made a really incorrect comment in all that. You said I just couldn't, and they're really calling you on that. That's bullshit. That's part of the little girl story.
Mm-hmm.
You always can make. This is a choice nobody can take away from you.
Yeah.
This is what Nelson Mandela's message is. No matter what they did, they couldn't take me away. You know, Whitney Houston has a powerful song about it. That's what happy, that's why we respond to happy. That's why we love ET, because we get the message, no matter what happens, I'm going to be okay if I just stay focused and get home. Peter Pan, same thing. I mean, come on. You've got to start living this. You've got to get up every morning and go, I'm directing my brain. You're working at 20% capacity now. And today I'm living in a day of no excuses. Balls out, happy, joyful creation. That's me.
Awesome. Okay.
All right, baby. I keep asking every different way while we're talking, is there anything else? Is there any block? And they're going, no, just her. It's just us blocking us now. Okay? Mm-hmm. Well, it always has been, but we haven't been able to understand it. All right, we're going on to Steve in New York. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi. Well, I've been through this entire journey this week where I fell right off the horse in a big way, but I found out why, and I'm so back on it.
Yep.
I am so back on it. I am cleaner. I feel so clean. I did an audition for a casting person on my acting teach board, and I fell right off the horse again. And the next night, two nights, I was at a seminar where you actually go to roots of a lot of your life, and I have never worked on my sister. And in 5 minutes, less than 5 minutes, we cleared the mystery off. And then I listened to your whole brilliant webinar, from Wednesday night, and I realized that is, I am afraid if I am successful, I will be abandoned. But
yeah.
if I'm abandoned, I will have money, so who cares? I'll buy people. So
stop. I know that was a joke.
That was a joke. I have Matthew and you in my life and many, many more people who love me. So that was a joke. And the third thing is that my parents always said, don't be arrogant. So I'm afraid if I'm successful, I'll be arrogant. But arrogant people get laid, so who cares? It's like, that may not be a joke. And,
well, Steve, so what I'm hearing you say is you're giving yourself the right to give up feeling guilty about playing big and going all the way.
Yeah. Yeah, the
yeah.
three of us, and you're going to be in New York during my birthday month. Oh, boy, we'll go out and get so drunk, we'll all be
together. Well, I'll talk to you about that, babe. I'll try and extend my trip. So I was thinking I'm coming for the toy fair, you know, but I might extend my trip and see if we can't have a healing circle or something while I'm back.
I would so love that, and I could never get to this point. I'm so glad I fell off this horse because there's only one casting director who actually looks like my sister, so it was perfect. And it was like, you know, wow, I can't wait. And, you know, a friend of mine who's a great coach is coming to New York, and he said, I can't wait to get you back into the fun of what you really do.
Yes, good for him. I like that coach. Go with that.
Yes, and you know what? I love you so much. I love Matthew so much. It's like I'm so many other people.
And you love you so much.
I do.
I love my – they're giving me that song that Gabby sang in preschool, and this is why I chose her preschool. I love myself so much that I can love you so much, that you can love you so much, that you can start loving me. Isn't that great?
Well, that's a great – I need to enroll in that preschool.
Yeah. Let's take all our little kids, right? Let's take all our little boys and girls and have them roll into that preschool of we teach you love and joy and how special you are and how much to love yourself.
Yes.
And so it is. Thanks, darling.
And so it is. Oh, I love you. Thank you.
Love you too, baby. Okay, and I think we can get in one last caller here. Anna in New York.
Hi, thank you so much. This has been
You're
fabulous.
Welcome, sweetheart. Give it to me quick because I've just got a couple of minutes.
So job-wise, for receiving income, is it best to get the job? Is it best to wait for the investment? Is it best to create something different?
I'm not quite sure what your question is.
Am I supposed to go and find another job?
Sure.
Okay.
But you see, because you're waiting for the world to happen, they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you commit to doing whatever it takes for you to get what you want, then it can be created in a myriad of ways.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Because there were different types of jobs, and so...
Yeah, it's not really about the job.
Okay.
Hold on, we're going to the sheet. Third. Oh, well, okay. They're ending the show the same way we started it. It's about you knowing that
mm-hmm.
I am the creator of me.
Mm-hmm.
See, right now, you're going, is the investment going to create me? Is the job going to create me? Where am I going to be safe to make the money so that I know I'm okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what they're saying to you is, do that within yourself, and then it won't matter where it comes from.
Right.
Do you understand?
And income has shown up in miraculous ways. Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Welcome to my life the last 2 weeks. I can hardly believe it. But I'm choosing to go, good job, Dee. Good job creating.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to give you one last thing about where you're out of harmony with creating money.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. Give me a movie, please.
Kevin Costner's movie with the wolf.
Dances with Wolves?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. You you are the power to save your tribe.
Oh.
Whatever that means, you got it, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. You are the power, baby.
Okay.
See, this is the way it works. We choose, we commit, and then the God of everything that we literally walk through and with and as every day rushes to create it with us in the most miraculous ways possible. But you have to choose, you have to commit, and that means I know it's me, I know it's up to me, I have no excuses about bringing myself back into harmony and love and joy around what I want. And now, universe, God, the force, angels, archangels, ETs, everybody, and all thought and possibility out there, you must come in and partner with me. And it does. And it does.
Excellent. Okay.
All right, darling. Great
Thank
end
you.
To the show. Thank
mm-hmm.
you.
Okay.
Oh, my God, what a show. I feel like we've had a mini webinar here, you guys. All right, the message, very clear. Hold yourself in harmony. Bring yourself into joy. Hold yourself in love. Whatever you have to do, there is no excuse in this world not to do it. You are the God of you. Go out and create yourself big. And so it is.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.